And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Firefighters and residents are bracing for a return to more intense fire activity in western Montana, where wildfires have charred thousands of acres and threatened some small communities. A fire weather watch posted yesterday warned that gusty winds and low humidity were expected this afternoon in Glacier National Park and the Kootenai and Flathead National Forest areas. On Glacier's southern boundary, the wildfire is about a mile south of the town of Essex, where about 100 area residents have been advised to be ready to evacuate. Fire spokesman Jonathan Moore says crews are working to keep the fire away from the town, but it's difficult to predict what the fire will do over the next couple of days. A federal panel will hold a public hearing on whether to allow oil and gas drilling on land near Glacier National Park, considered sacred by Native Americans. The Advisory Council on Historic Preservation will hold the hearing in Shodo September 2nd to discuss the effects of lifting a suspension on Solenex LLC's drilling permit in the Badger 2 Medicine area. The Louisiana company has owned the 6,200-acre lease since 1982. The U.S. government suspended drilling on the lease in 1992 and has been considering the environmental and cultural impacts ever since. The Blackfeet tribe and environmental groups are opposed to drilling on what's considered the Blackfeet spiritual homeland. The council will take public comment after the hearing and submit advisory comments to the U.S. Forest Service by September 21st. A Montana Department of Transportation employee has died in a work-related accident in Missoula County. This accident was reported at about 4 p.m. Thursday near Clearwater Junction on the shoulder of Highway 200. KECI-TV reports the sheriff's office identified the victim as 45-year-old Jason Rolls, a section supervisor who recently moved to the area from Helena. Investigators say Rolls and two other state employees were using a piece of equipment to mix sand and salt when it moved unexpectedly. The sheriff's office has ruled the death an accident. It remains under investigation by state safety officials. Two women died when they fell about 200 feet while trying to climb a mountain in Grand Teton National Park. The National Park Service says the accident occurred at about 11 a.m. Saturday on the 12,300-foot Tiwanot Mountain, the sixth tallest peak in the Teton Range. The agency identified the victims as 27-year-old Tyler Strandberg and 28-year-old Catherine Nix, both of Jackson, Wyoming. Their bodies were recovered from a rocky ledge at an elevation of about 11,500 feet. A third member of the climbing party, 26-year-old Rebecca Anderson of Jackson, was rescued unhurt from a small ledge. The Park Service says they were not using ropes at the time. A fatal crash on Interstate 90 in western Montana on August 10th is raising questions about how safe the four-lane mountain highway is when the wind blows. The victim's SUV rammed two large trees that were blown down 4 miles east of Lookout Pass and the Idaho line. Highway Department spokeswoman Lori Ryan tells the Missoulian that crews monitor trees in the medians along the interstate. A tractor accident in Gallatin County has left a woman dead. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says the accident occurred Friday in the Clarkston area when a tractor rolled over on private property and pinned the woman underneath it. Yellowstone National Park is seeking public comment on a plan to rehabilitate many of the overlooks and trails along the rim of the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone River. The National Park Service says the project would rehabilitate a number of existing overlooks and trails situated along both the north and south rims of the canyon. Areas to be rehabilitated include the brink of the upper falls overlooks and trails, the brink of the lower falls overlook and trail, Inspiration Point overlook and trail, and portions of the north and south rim trails. Parking areas at the brink of the Upper Falls and the Uncle Tom's area would be reconfigured slightly to increase efficiency and parking capacity. The deadline to submit comments is midnight, September 16th. Thanks for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.